We're all here for you, the Arizona homeowner. Every Saturday morning, it's our goal and objective to do whatever we have to do to earn the place in your heart of being your best friend. We do that by taking calls. Let's get to David here.
Real quick.
Yes, ma'am. I was really on a roll there, man.
Well, I'm sorry, but we had a call during the break, and
yes.
It was Brett from Prescott Valley, and he asked Romy, he didn't want to hear about the Californians. You're scaring him to death.
Scares me.
And he doesn't want to know that you've been there and seen how many there are, right? So this is our friendly place, happy place, right?
So to keep this every Arizona homeowner's happy place, we can't talk about how many Californians still live in California that want to move to Arizona.
I guess that's the case.
I can see his point.
We're putting the wall on the wrong border.
Oh, man. All right. We've got David and John and Greg and Sandra. Let's get to David first. Good morning, David. Thanks for calling Rosie on the House. What is it that we can
Good
help
morning,
you with
Rosie.
This morning?
Thank you for taking my call.
You betcha.
Hey, I have a question. I've got this letter twice from APS touting a third party to do warranty work for electrical panel, electrical wiring, and stuff like this for your house.
Right.
And they make it sound like it's, that APS is going to have terrible problems fixing your house with the wiring, but this is all, I guess it's internal. I don't know, but I was curious about your opinion of that.
As I read those and what they do and don't cover, I've been remodeling in Arizona for 40 years. Somebody was trying to ask me the other day, Rosie, in that 40 years, how many millions of dollars of home remodeling have you overseen? And we're guessing it's somewhere in the neighborhood of about $60 to $65 million that I've directly been involved with. David, I've never seen a single house ever that had the damage that insurance policy is saying they cover. And I know it's cheap. What do they want, like $2.07 a month or something like that?
$5.99 a month.
$5.99, okay. I have never seen the riser for a home just corrode and fall off.
Okay, so this really isn't a necessary program or something that we should consider.
No. Now, David, if I would submit everything I do to an all-seeing financial planner that had the answers to everything, like Clay Jansen at Focus, he would look at me and say, Rosie, you're possibly a little underinsured. I'm a big believer in big, fat savings accounts.
And, I agree.
And very skinny insurance accounts. And I just roll with the odds. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So that policy in particular is the brainchild of someone on the Far East Coast. I think it's Atlantic City, New Jersey.
It's East Coast company, yeah.
And David, he has talked every city and every utility in America to let him stuff that letter in their invoice. 330 million Americans. Let's just say he gets one half of 1% participation. That's 1.5 million people.
And a lot of money.
And let's say he ropes them into a deal, because you can call him and he'll warranty your sewer line between your house and the curb. He'll warranty your water line between your water manifold and the meter. If he gets one half of 1% participation at an average of $6, $3, $2 a month?
Yeah. Ton of money. Okay, hey, I appreciate it. And one other thing, I want to give a shout-out to one of your contractors. That's Dave's Adobe Painting.
Hey.
We had them come out and do some painting for us, and it was awesome.
They
did a great job.
Dave Rimming has been doing my paint work at the remodeling company for about 30 years. And now his son Aaron is on board and pretty well taking over the company, so Dave can spend more time fly fishing. And two Class A characters, aren't they?
No, they did a great job for us. My wife and I are so pleased. It's unbelievable how nice it turned out for us. So,
David, thanks so much.
I just wanted to give him that credit.
Okay, buddy.
And just
yes.
I was going to say, you were talking about you're a big fan of big savings accounts, too.
Yeah.
Clay Jansen just emailed and said, yeah, me too. Even the insurance guy's a big fan of the big savings account.
All right. Well, Clay's the closest thing I got to a all-seeing financial planner, all-knowing. How about John and Mesa? Let's go to John and Mesa. Good morning, John. Thanks for calling Rosie on the house.
Good morning. Thank you for taking my call.
You bet, my friend.
I get excited every time I hear you talk about super cooling because I live in the city of Mesa, and this month my bill was $527.
How many square feet?
Not that many. No, I'm under 2,000, so.
Holy!
Yeah, you shouldn't be over 220.
And I have a full basement, so you'd think that would help some.
It does help. Without that basement, your bill would be higher.
To the tune of $527 this month. So my question is, I know you mentioned this at the last segment. I'm with City of Mesa Utilities. As far as I've been able to talk to those wonderful people over there, they don't have a split rate schedule for billing electricity. It's the same no matter what hour of the day you buy it. I'm wondering if there's something that's changed that I don't know about that would allow me to take advantage of super cooling, because I would love to do that.
Okay, what I want you to do is I want you to scan your last electric bill to me at rosieonthehouse.com.
I'll do it.
Okay, scan it to info@rosieonthehouse.com. Put in the subject bar Saturday's power bill so that I can put we have somebody that is constantly scanning our incoming email. We get hundreds and hundreds a week. So I'll put her on notice. When you see this one, shoot it right straight to my desk. Let me take a look at it and see what we can't do. There's a lot of reasons that a home's energy bill could be that high. How many people live in the house?
We've got 8 kids, so yeah.
Okay.
Doors are open all the time, sadly.
Okay. That's all right. We can still combat that. I figured you were either running a meth lab or you had a big family.
No, got a bunch of kids and yeah, so.
Okay. All right. So shoot me that and I'll get back to you. I'll take a look at it and we'll see what we can't do with it because you're probably at that size home with that many people in it, I'm guessing you're probably consuming about 3,000 kilowatts per month, and you're paying about almost 20 cents a kilowatt. And we can find a way to beat that, John. I'll need to ask you some more questions about the vintage of your home and, you know, how old are the air conditioners and all that. But info@rosieonthehouse.com. Put Saturday's air conditioning super cooling in the subject line, and I'll get back to you. Monday, I got to run up to Chino Valley and pick up a horse. So probably not going to be in the office Monday, but I'll get to you on Tuesday. That leaves an open line for you at 1-888-767-4348. Let's go to Greg in Scottsdale, and then we're going to run up to Sandra and try and get all these questions answered. Good morning, Greg.
Hello, Rosie. Happy Saturday morning.
Thank you.
The super cooling always sort of takes me back to my challenge. I've got a two-story house, and it's the primary two-story on the west side of it. So I'm going to plant a couple of big shade trees. But the challenge is trying to provide shade to that western two-story exposure. So until those shade trees grow up, which will be a couple of years, I'm contemplating lots of things. One of them is planting vines on that side of the house. I haven't heard you speak to it directly. I'm guessing you're not a big fan just because of, you know, the cling and paint and da 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 da. So I guess my question is on a scale of 1 to 10. Well, first, am I right that you're not a fan? And how much of not a fan are you?
Listen, Greg, What kind of vine do you think you're going to plant? Is it going to be a something that loses its leaves in the winter so you can get a little thermal heat gain?
Yeah, that's exactly what I'm thinking of.
Yeah, okay. Well, look, I am a big fan of that. But I'll tell you how I'd like to see you do it. I'd like to see you establish a cable system 12 to 18 inches away from the house.
Mm-hmm.
That develops something that goes up from the ground all the way up to the barge rafter. And string that with a cabling system and plant those vines 12 to 18 inches away from the house and let them cover that cabling system rather than adhering straight to the house. It will do a lot more for what you're trying to do. It'll create an insulated airspace, and it'll make it much easier on the maintenance and wear and tear of your house.
And
there's a name for it, but I can't think of it. Cabling vine system.
Yeah, there you go. I know what you're talking about.
Trademark that.
But then, and aside from cables, Arizona Trellis makes iron ones too that
perfect
mount off. Arizona Trellis is a division of Quality Block. It's the iron division of one of our charter partners back for 30 years.
I like that.
So
I like it because you don't have to irrigate or water anything right up against the foundation of your house.
Yeah.
I like it because it doesn't create the wear and tear on the exterior siding and stucco of your home. And I like it because it creates a nice little insulated space between the vine, the direct sunlight, and your wall. Do you have a dog?
We do, yep.
That is going to become his favorite hangout, that little space between the stem wall and that landscape vine. It'll be his favorite place. So
okay.
I'm not a big fan of throwing it right up against the foundation of the house, letting it cat claw its way up the side of the stucco. But you develop this trellis system, and it's a great alternative. Greg, we appreciate the call, my friend.
Have a great Arizona Saturday morning. Do we want
to? We have Sandra. She's been so patient, but I think we're going to have to ask her just to hang on, and we'll be taking a little break here, Sandra, and then I promise we'll come right back to you. And she wants to know, once you choose the APS program, do you have to stay on it for 1 year? Do you have the choice of picking and choosing and changing your mind and going back and forth? That's a great question. We'll get to that right after this short break. And again, I want to talk a little bit about how dangerous it is right now in the fact that everybody is so busy. More remodelers go out of business because they're too busy in the busy times than go out of business because they have no work in the slow times.